Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be some morning showers coming to an end eventually, then turning partly cloudy by this afternoon, the high today only near 40 degrees. In Kenosha right now, some light rain, fog, and mist, 43 degrees. In Burlington, it's 40. In Milwaukee, 43, also 43 here in Racine. 40 years in prison, the Racine County Court sentence for a man charged with putting his girlfriend's son in scalding hot water, leading to the child's death in 2013. The maximum penalty allowed in the case of Marcus Johnson was also given 10 years of extended supervision by Judge Michael Piontek. The 28-year-old Johnson originally charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of 3-year-old Hunter Wise, but he pled guilty to a lesser count of reckless homicide. Racine police reports indicated the child had endured numerous injuries, including burns to his buttocks. That occurred when he was dipped in the bathtub of hot water, allegedly as punishment for soiling his pants. A Racine man is off to prison for the next 12 years for his role in an armed robbery that resulted in the victim's death. 25-year-old Bobby Henderson learning his fate from Racine County Judge Eugene Gasarkevich after pleading no contest to a reduced charge of second-degree reckless homicide. The case happened a year ago. It involved the death of Maurice Carter during a robbery on Grand Avenue. Henderson also given 8 years of extended supervision following his release from prison. The alleged gunman, 25-year-old Damon Jackson Jr., is scheduled for trial next March on felony murder and armed robbery charges with use of force. And a third defendant, 25-year-old Treven Webster, he recently got 10 years in prison for his guilty plea to a robbery count. There's a new analysis out from the Wisconsin Budget Project, and it suggests that the Badger State is spending a little too much on corrections, and that drags down the economy, and it causes harm to communities by splitting up families. Tamarin Cornelius contributed to the analysis and says Wisconsin's annual corrections expenditure is $1.5 billion, which is out of line with its neighbors and the rest of the country.
We spend about 12% more per state resident than the national average on corrections at the state and local levels. Only 11 states spend more money per person, and we spend the most out of any of our neighboring states.
Cornelius says lawmakers need to take a hard look at the state's priorities and consider using proven alternatives to incarceration. A Racine man is facing charges allegedly for drilling holes in the walls of a stall at the Boston Store men's restroom and then spying on others using the facility. 55-year-old David Bogrand arrested over the weekend after a Boston Store employee told mall security about what he observed. Security officers checked out the victim's story and, encountering the same scenario, called police. Bogrand charged with 2 counts of invasion of privacy and 2 counts of disorderly conduct, all misdemeanors, but as a repeat offender. He pleaded not guilty in Racine Circuit Court yesterday and is back in court in January. Part of his bond is that he was placed on electronic monitoring. A man from Pleasant Prairie needed Flight for Life transport to Columbia St. Mary's Hospital burn unit in Milwaukee because of a fire that destroyed a garage and a prized car at his home late yesterday morning and left him with serious injuries. Fire rescue crews found the burn victim at the end of his driveway at 44th Avenue being helped by a neighbor. Man was taken to Prairie Lane Elementary School for pickup by the helicopter. Flames in that detached garage were quickly extinguished before they could spread to the house nearby, but not before destroying a Corvette inside. Several area fire departments providing mutual aid at the scene and covering other calls in Pleasant Prairie during that fire response. How it all began, still under investigation. A man found slumped behind the wheel of a van last night, unresponsive along the 6400 block of Highway 45 in Bristol, rushed to St. Catherine's Medical Center by paramedics. The initial reports through Kenosha County Joint Services indicated that a passerby came across the vehicle. It appeared to have struck a utility pole. The victim may have hit the windshield. No other information available other than We Energies was contacted about that damaged pole. And we all know about the traffic problems on I-94 here in southeast Wisconsin and these last few years of construction work trying to upgrade one of the busiest stretches of federal roadway in the country. Well, part of I-94 runs between Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan as well. There was a 193-vehicle pileup there last January. It led to a study recommending sensors to monitor road surface conditions as part of a 5-year safety effort. The Michigan Department of Transportation's Steve Brink says drivers, well, they've also got some responsibility anywhere they're driving.
There could be a crash up ahead. There could be slow traffic up ahead, and they need people should drive with that in mind.
Other parts of the plan include adding a third travel lane and several resurfacing projects through the year 2021. That's in Michigan. Well, Cyber Monday holiday shopping proved to be even bigger than retail analysts had predicted. Companies like Amazon doing big business, which kept its Pleasant Prairie fulfillment center hopping.
It's amazing technology. It's really kind of this melding of humans and robots coming together to get the process done.
Amazon spokesperson Brittany Turner says they have fine-tuned the distribution process at all of their sites and trying to meet customer demand as the society changes its buying habits. In Kenosha last night, the city's licensing and permit committee voted 4-1 to suspend the beer and liquor license at Kenosha Midnight, a bar next to the railroad tracks at 56th Street and 22nd Avenue. The committee felt that alcohol sales to underage drinkers was enough to warrant that recommendation. Same alleged problem at the Brat Stop out by the interstate at Highway 50. That was deferred by the committee until January 11th. The Racine Common Council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock. A couple of donations to the police department are part of the agenda. First is $5,715 from Peace Fest to help the Racine County Human Trafficking Task Force, the gathering held back in August.
I know that Peace Fest was run in 2014 also. According to some of my research, there was a $7,000 donation from that. Officially, I don't know if that was a previous request or not.
Lieutenant Chuck Weitzel recently telling the Finance Committee there's also a $735 donation from Timers Liquor toward the canine unit. Both donations to be approved tonight by the council, both organizations to receive thank you letters. And the Burlington Common Council tonight expected to grant a motion that would formally appoint Jim Burglis as the city's new Public Works Director, elevating him from assistant status, though he's actually been on the job since last month. Burglis replaces Craig Workman, who left in the summer after 3 years in charge of the Public Works job in Whitefish, Montana. Burglis has a master plumber's license. He was superintendent of the Eagle Lake Sludge Treatment Plant from 2003 until 4 years ago. Then he became the assistant DPW director in Burlington. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section, and at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.